All right, so welcome to part two. This is how to read music, and we're going to do three-quarter time, and then we're going to start on the G string. And we're in the Mel Bay, page 14, and at the very top of the sheet, it tells you two things. Number one, that when you see 3-4, it means you have three beats per bar. The top number is how many beats per bar. The bottom number is the type of note. So, namely, 4 means it's a quarter note. So, literally, when you see 3-4 as a time signature, it means three quarter notes make a bar. Mm-hmm. That's how you say it in English. C, which is common time, is 4-4. So, it means four quarter notes make a bar. Mm-hmm. Right? What if it was 5-8? That there is a time signature called 5-8. It means 5/8 notes make a bar. Oh. What if it was 2/2? Can you guess what that is?
Like
two half notes. That's right. Uh-huh. Two half notes make a bar. So far you notice I've been ignoring the bottom number. You don't really need to know that right now about the bottom number, but you do need to know about the top note. The other thing the black box says is, the other black box, it says a dot adds half the value to any note. So if you add a dot to a half note, which is normally 2 beats, now it's worth 3 beats. Okay, this is for people who are mathematically inclined. What happens if you add a dot to a quarter note? All right, a quarter note is generally worth 1 beat. Uh-huh. And if you add a dot, it adds half the value to it. So what would a dotted quarter note be worth?
A half quarter?
One and a half.
One and a half, yeah.
But that's beyond the scope of today. You won't have to read those, but that's how it works. All right, so we're gonna do this three-quarter song at the top of page 14 of the Mel Bay. Ready?
Oh.
All right, so here we go. 1, 2, 3. Want to do it again?
Okay.
All right. 1, 2, 3. 2, 3. 3-quarter study, nice and slow. 1, 2, 3. Almost perfect. So one more time, same thing. 1, 2, 3. 2, 3. You may notice I say beautiful, and even though a couple of notes were missed, we're not reading to perfection. We're only reading to the form of the tune. The form of the tune is keeping your spot, and hopefully, you know, first note is the right note, last note is the right note. If stuff in between is not right, as long as you keep your spot and most of it's right, you're doing great. You know, really, it's true for anything in music. So next one is waltz. The third one down on page 14, Mel Bay. Here we go, nice and easy. 1, 2, 3. Merry Men. Nice and slow. This one has a lot of different notes. It has all six notes you've learned, and it's in 3/4 time. 1, 2, 3. All right, false start. False start. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Some page fumbling because of the wind on that one, but we're gonna do it again, same thing, just a little bit faster.
Okay,
just a tiny bit faster, like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Well done. Moving right along, we're gonna move to the third string.